Both bills could have a dramatic impact on Texas. The state has a large population without health insurance. It's also a leading producer of gas, diesel, chemicals, and the carbon emissions that accompany. So many Texans are waiting to hear what the president has to say on the subject and have plenty of opinions on what he should say.
If I were advising the president, I would advise him to be bold.
Andy Wilson is with Public Citizen Texas. He heads up the watchdog group's global warming program. He says he'd like to hear Mr. Obama be more aggressive when it comes to the House-passed carbon cap-and-trade bill so it can get through the Senate and to his desk. He hopes the president will do that by focusing the debate on the additional benefits the country would get from a cap-and-trade bill.
He needs to call for whatever bill comes to his desk to include a 100% auction on all pollution permits. That would aid him in his goal to help decrease the deficit and be a very smart corollary to his proposal to cut domestic spending.
John Fainter also wants to hear what the president has to say about cap and trade, but he wants to hear more about incentives and subsidies that would help Texas and other energy-producing states continue to meet the nation's energy needs and help energy companies transition to using more renewable sources. Fainter is president of the Association of Electric Companies of Texas.
We're not going to do away with the need to generate electricity, and we need certainty. We need to have assurance that there's going to be continuing research, that we're going to be able to do the research and be able to make a return on that investment that's necessary.
Healthcare is the other high-interest bill of the night for Texans. Bill Hammond is president of the Texas Association of Business. He'd like to hear Mr. Obama do an about-face on the bill.
We would hope that he would abandon either bill that passed the Senate or the House, and that he has decided to work on affordability and accessibility by doing a couple things. One would be bringing Texas-style tort reform to the nation.
Austin Congressman Lloyd Doggett actually would like to see the health care insurance bill scrapped as well. He hopes the president will admit last year's first attempt needs a stronger second effort.
I think we need a strong, effective bill that encourages competition and provides maximum consumer choice. The Senate bill is not that. We would be best off really starting over and moving through the reconciliation process.
Reconciliation would only require a majority vote in the Senate, not the 60 votes President Obama has been courting to get the health care bill passed. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.